Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Beis Hakisei Arai Haynu Kigon LaHashdin Mayim She'inadam Holich B'Shvilam LeBeis Hakisei. The definition of a temporary bathroom means when a person urinates. In other words, he doesn't have to go to a bathroom. V'apam Azos Nasa Hamakom Azeh Beis Hakisei Tchilin. This place has become a bathroom for the first time. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yadala tells us Beis Hakisei Arai Perush Hadi Amrina LeElu Mutter LaHashdin Bo B'Shvilin Shabarosh. That which we said earlier, that one is permitted to urinate while wearing their Tchilin Shabarosh. Haynu B'Makom She'in Bo'Otso. That's assuming that there's no feces. V'gam hu makom she'en regilin lipanosim. It's also a place where people typically don't defecate. U'lachach lo gazrin anshem yipaneh b'had tefillin. Therefore, we're not concerned that a person may come to defecate while wearing tefillin. Va'afilu im hu makom sanua. Even if it's a private area. Beis hakisei tchila ayin b'fri magadim desfirle d'haylishna lav dafka. Da'afilu miyuchad mikam zmanim lahashtin mikol makom aray yechashev. According to the Prima Gadim, even if this area was designated as a place to urinate, it's still considered to only be a temporary bathroom if it was never used for defecation. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Dalet tomorrow.